Were you here last year? And I assume you probably gave an offering in one of the meetings. But they brought a little girl born in Vietnam to one of the meetings that this church sponsored. You helped to sponsor it. She was deaf and could not speak. I couldn't have done that meeting without your help, folks. I want you to know that. We don't take any of these offerings for us personally. If we tell you we're using it for these crusades and television, that's exactly what we do. And I stepped out in faith. They're very costly to do the meetings. But God blessed you folks to be a blessing to us, and I thank you for that. They brought her down, and the mother was telling me her condition in broken English. So I had to listen close. And she said, she cannot hear. She does not speak. Now, I didn't know this, but when we got that lot where we put our tent, that's where the government had put the refugees they brought into this nation. 70 nations right around where my tent was. And the Muslim people, the Hindus, the people from Vietnam, none of them knew who Jesus was. And the mayor said to me, the mayor of Buffalo, said, you know where you're going? Yeah, I said, heaven, brother. Amen. And the Lord touched his heart so much for what we were doing. Because you see, they bring the refugees in, but they don't feed them. So many of them are starving or on small rations. And we brought in 60,000 pounds of food to Buffalo. Brad can tell you there was a warehouse where the food was bagged. Then we distributed to 2,800 and some families. Is that right, Brother Brad? To feed them the whole week. That was the bait on the hook. We wanted them to know Jesus can put food on your table. He can put clothes on your back. He can make a way where there is no way. That's Jesus. And I was aware, I had my tent up in Buffalo, a little bit larger than this auditorium. And it was full. And I realized that that one miracle could define what God was going to do for the week. You understand what I'm saying? One miracle, what God would do for the week. Preachers that preach out where the sinners are, we understand that every moment we're on duty for the Lord. It's not like holding a church meeting. All preachers know what it is to have a flat tire when you're preaching. Wow, what happened tonight? But you can't do that in these outdoor meetings. You got to depend totally on the Lord, completely, to show up for the lost. So I prayed for her in Jesus' name. Now, the Muslims get angry when you preach and pray in Jesus' name. But I never badmouth another person's religion. Because when you do, you disqualify yourself to minister to them. And so I always just try to lift up Jesus. Amen. So they're watching. I'm telling you this for a reason. They're watching. People are watching you. When you sing, if this is going out on the internet, somebody may have been touched by what you did today. Just play that a little bit. I'm not done, but I like atmosphere. There's no better atmosphere than Sister Hess and the crowd here playing. Amen. The Bible says you wait on the anointing to minister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I realized all those thoughts go through my mind. You understand that. Just a little Vietnamese girl. What would she have been? Maybe 18, 19. Very petite, but all the Vietnamese people are small. And having said that, you watch, someone 6'8" will walk up to me. I'm from Seoul, or I'm from Vietnam, or whatever. And suddenly, I could feel the presence of the Lord on this side of the platform. And I knew I had to go down there and pray for her. So I came off the platform, went down where she was. Her mother was there and her sister. The power of God is so strong And I feel that presence right now. I think that's why I'm telling you this story. Lift your hands. God's getting ready to do something for you. He loves you. Praise His name. You see, I never thought I'd be a preacher, though I felt God's call. My mother thought I was going to be a gangster, and I was working on it. Amen. But God changes a life. What we start out is not how we're going to finish. Praise God for that. Where you start is not where you're going to finish. You see what I mean? They can bring legal things against you in the early days of your life, and even, you know, more recently dealing with things. You could get discouraged, or you could say, no, I'm going to be all right. Isn't that right? Pretty good so far? I'm telling you, this is going to be the best year you ever had. And Jesus will be your lawyer. Hallelujah. Amen. This is your wife. And you folks are having to deal with a little bit of complications. Isn't that right? And you're wondering, what will the outcome be in 2017? But it's going to be all right. The Lord's going to be your lawyer. And you thought you might be facing a particular thing. Everything will be dropped. And you'll be all right. You know, He's got angels that can hide stuff. Is this not the word of the Lord? And so I felt Jesus by my side, and I went down. And this ministry that the Lord's given me is a little different than some, because the Lord lets me see in the spirit. And so sometimes, like these folks, I can see and I know what to say to help people. Amen. That's what I like, when the Lord steps in. Amen. We've had enough professional preachers. We just need the Lord to step in. Hallelujah. I started in this neighborhood years ago, 40-some years ago, preaching in Williamston, then Hereford, and Ahoskie. And I even preached in Elizabeth City. I don't know where. It wasn't here. But you see, God is faithful over the years. Set your face. See, He's starting to move right now. It doesn't take all morning. So I went down, and the Lord showed me that their religion, which was a form of like Buddhism, that a spirit had come in as a child. They dedicated her to Buddha. So I said that to the mother. This girl is dedicated to Buddha. The mother said yes. Said, well, when you did that, that's when the deafness came in and loss of speech. She's never heard or spoken since she's a baby. The mother cried. She said, yeah, that's right. Be careful who you dedicate your life to. The devil is a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And so I took authority over those spirits. Now, some people believe Christians can have devils. That's not true. Jesus said, I've kept all that you've given me, save Judas, who hath a devil. Judas sinned his way out into eternity. God gives us a choice. The devil gets blamed for things he never did. If the devil's in a Christian, he had to come through the blood to get you. And if the devil comes through the blood, he's going to be saved. But I have met some Christians that were carnal. And that's what the Word of God is for, to help us straighten up. Thank you for all those amens. Let's sing Silent Night, Holy Night. Christmas has been over for a few weeks. And when that girl was prayed for, and we got it on film, have Jonathan send down some clips so on Wednesday night we can show the people what they helped to do. Can you remember that? Sure you can. You're smarter than me. She's an Episcopalian. She does good. She tried to trip me. You saw that. I now have evidence. Camera. And Jesus opened that little girl's deaf ears and loosed her tongue. And we had her speaking words after Jesus did that. What was funny, she's from Vietnam, and she's talking in Southern like me. Amen. Bible. But that just proves it's real, doesn't it? Jesus is here. Lift your hands. Something powerful this week. I don't understand it all, but I felt like God said this is a turning point for the body here. Cleansing's coming from heaven for you. Maringo ro shita pando ro bozonde he. Mandarada bokia vrose vedende da boko. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I feel it on you. Just begin to thank God for it. Believe God for things. Ask God to use you this year like never before. Power of God is on you. We give you praise, Jesus. Nobody is like unto you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's not a friend like a lowly Jesus. Sing, no, not one. Well, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Sing, Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not all the ladies. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not. Sing it, girls. No, not. Jesus knows all about our trouble. Come on, ladies. Till the day's done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not all the men. Jesus knows all about my trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, everybody. Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Well, no, not one. Sing, Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Come on, sing it. I feel something in it. Well, he will guide. Well, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Now you got it. Well, Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Well, Jesus knows all about trouble. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Go ahead and play it, men, ladies. Clap your hands, everyone. No, not one. Well, Jesus knows all about our trouble. We will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not. Come on, sing. Jesus knows. Best year we've ever had, 2017. Well, there's not a friend like lowly. Well, no, not one. Well, no, not one. No, not one. Sing, Jesus knows all about. He will guide. Well, there's not a friend. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sung myself happy. Now I can get me a pork barbecue sandwich with slaw. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, gonna be all right. Can I pray for you, ma'am? Come, please. Whew. Say it again. It's gonna be all right. While she's coming, turn in your Bible to Matthew. Lift your hand, sis. Power of God's on you. You believe this will be your best year? I'm not just saying it. You believe it. It's going to be the best year you ever had. This is a year for you of redirection. You went one way, and now things are changing, going a different way. Isn't that right? Now, your training is for one thing, but you've never been able to do what you're trained to do. And that's always frustrated you.
Amen.
True? The Lord opens the door, back on track. What you were trained to do, you shall do. And this shall be your best year. You believe it? You've had some kind of a thing come on your body that you don't understand it. You can sleep through the night and get up the next day and feel like you haven't had rest. What in the world? You just feel a heaviness.
Yes.
Right? You can change what you're eating, which you did.
Yes.
Thinking it would give you more energy, but it didn't.
Yes.
And you think, what in the world's wrong with me?
Yes.
I'm going to pray for you, and the Lord's going to heal your blood.
Yes, Lord.
That's why I called you out, so you can, what's the word, fulfill your destiny. Right through your body. Command the blood to be healed. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. How many believe the Lord touched her? You know someone named Bill? Who? A
couple of people.
Which one's taller than you and he's not feeling well? Here, stand up. Make sure I'm seeing in the spirit right. Yeah, he's taller than you are. One's shorter, one's taller. Do you know one that he's about this size? Which Bill do you know?
He's about this size.
Smaller guy. I said one was shorter. But it's the one that's taller than him. Now, the one that's taller than that boy, God's going to heal him. You believe that with me? Yeah, and you'll see him. The Lord will bring him to you this week. And you'll be able to tell everybody, hey, it did work. But it's not the short bill, it's the bigger bill.
Yes, sir.
You got that?
Yes, sir.
And normally, we don't want the bigger bill. We want the smaller bill. But it's the one that's taller than the other one. He shall be made whole. He had problems in his family, and it affected his mind a little bit. The Lord's going to give him peace, and his nerves will be healed. You believe that? I don't know. He may go to this church, so I may be giving something away, but I see a cigarette in his mouth. So the one I'm talking about, sometimes he smokes, and he needs God to heal him, and he will. Amen?
Amen.
What's your name, sir?
Roger.
Roger. Roger and out. Amen. Lift your hands, and we'll pray for you. Now, I'm going to pray an unusual prayer, but I know it's God for you. Is that all right? To help confirm that God's going to use you to touch this man. You for that? To be used? Sure. I command healing to come in your body. The Lord to strengthen you. And in particular, I'm going to ask the Lord to increase the anointing to heal you in your bloodstream, which will give you new strength. And these little allergies that plague you, see what I mean?
Yes.
Shall not this year.
Amen.
Although you've had them for different years. True?
Yes, sir.
And then a problem you had since you were born that many thought it was just you'd grow out of it. The Lord's going to supernaturally fix all of it today. Is that enough that you know I know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
When you go home, you check yourself. The Lord heals you. Come here, daughter. Who you got on your iPhone? Is that me? No? Let me have that iPhone for a minute. I want to see who she's... Oh, Ronald Reagan. He's dead. I've been believing for one of these. I'm going to pray for your eyes so at school you'll be able to see clear. Isn't that right? That's a bonus. In the name of Jesus, touch her, and it's done. Someone say, it's done. Now, I don't know what God's going to have me do, but I'm going to do what he has me do. Praise God, because I believe God. How many of you believe God for yourself? Amen. Can I pray for you, sir? Stand, please. Help him up. Someone said, how'd you know he needed help? Because of what I'm going to pray. I command your sugar to stay normal. Both of your knees to be supernaturally healed. The neuropathy in your legs and feet to go. The other day you couldn't even feel your feet. It was like they were numb. Isn't that right? Now, by the working of miracles, I set you free from that diabetic attack. And I command the spirit of infirmity in his legs and feet come out. Take my hand, walk with me. You're going to see that it's better. Come on, you're fine. You're not going to fall. If you do, pick someone you don't like and fall on them. Amen. Now, pick your foot up and put it down. You'll feel feelings start to come back. Get with the other one like you're a soldier marching. It's getting better, isn't it? What do you think about that?
I like it.
I believe by tonight you'll be running if you want. Pick it up, put it down. The other one, pick it up, put it down. No more neuropathy. Lord, feeling comes in his lower legs and feet. Hallelujah. Tell the difference?
Yeah.
You believe God did it?
Yep.
You didn't know I was coming back to get you?
No.
But I believe you had faith to receive.
Amen.
Amen. You believe your sugar will stay normal?
Yeah.
And you've been watching all your numbers.
Yep.
But this is what I was dealing with, the neuropathy. Now, if you'd go to twist, you'd lose your balance. Twist and you'll see that your balance is being restored. Just from side to, oh, he's going to turn all the way around. And he's headed to McDonald's. There he goes. Come on, clap your hands. That's better than it was. Someone say that's better than it was. I knew a fella named Harry. He was a bass knight up in Norfolk. And he had that condition come on his legs, and the Lord took it from him. And he ran till he was 98. I just found out he passed. And I said, did he pass as in running past somebody or pass as in going to heaven? Amen. This is how real it is for you. You shall get better, better, better. For the Lord sent me to you to pray for you. Matthew's gospel, friends. I won't be long. I'll let you beat the Baptist in the steak line. Someone say, no, not one. Oh, no, not one. Hallelujah. Now lift your hand and make this confession. Not one thing in this world shall trouble me, for the Lord shall give me victory over all the works of the enemy. Over all the works of the enemy. And I shall have exceeding victories, greater than ever before in this year. Amen. Stand and tell the people what the Lord did for you this morning in the other service.
He healed my back 2 weeks ago. I had walked outside and I fell on some ice and my belt is the first thing hit the ground. And the Lord showed it to him this morning and he prayed for me and I don't have any pain at all.
The Lord did it. Matthew's Gospel, the 16th chapter and the 19th verse, Jesus said, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I told the people in the last service, it was worth repeating twice. Whatever you bind in this earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. The power to bind and loose. It is a key to the kingdom of God. Everybody take your hand lifted to heaven like this. Say, I receive the key for 2017 to bind everything that the devil wants to use against me and to loose everything that the Holy Spirit is going to give me. Oh, I like that. Say it again, that the Holy Spirit is going to give me to help me. Now, Father, we lift our hand and thank you for that in Jesus' name. We covenant to operate in the power of binding and loosing in 2017. Everybody say, possess the land. Now, I'm going to pick up where I left off at the last service. Joshua was getting old. Don't look at anybody, but maybe somebody next to you is getting old. And it happens. Can you say amen? Whether you like it or not, little fella, you're getting old. Praise God. When you get old enough, I'll give you my car payment. You can pay it for me. Glory to God. With age, though, comes greater responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. And so the older you get, the greater of increase should be operating in your life. You should have more now than you had last year. Somebody say, I know that's right. Because that's what the Bible says. The kingdom of heaven is based on increase. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn on the ear. When you do not increase, there's something that needs to be bound. Take authority over and cast it out in agreement with heaven. Why? That you might have that which God has promised you. Many times people get bitter, they get upset, they get frustrated when they don't see the thing they're believing for come to pass. But our Jesus is so good. Bless his name. He will help you even in the darkest hour. Do you believe that today? When you feel like there's nowhere to turn and there's nothing you can do and you have no one you can call on and nobody that understands, thank God Jesus understands all about our trouble. That's why I sang it. He will guide till the day is done. If I was heading for this chair, but I got turned around, the chair would be empty. It would be missing my presence. Are you hearing me? When you don't come to church, we miss you. Why? Because you're assigned in the kingdom of God to receive the anointing. The anointing is accumulated as well as imparted, which means when you receive the anointing, you don't lose the anointing. It stays in you and it grows. Can you say praise God? I use the illustration of the prophet Elisha when he died. They put his body in the grave. Later, years later, a war breaks out and they take a soldier that is killed and they throw his body under the grave where the bones of Elisha lay. And when that dead man landed on the bones of Elisha, he came back to life again because the anointing that Elisha operated in was still in his bones. Are you hearing me? There is an anointing gets down in your bones. That's why you don't need to mess with arthritis or bursitis or any of the other itis brothers. Just cast them out. There's no place for that when you got the anointing in your bones. There's some things I want and there's some things I don't want, but I don't want the devil to ever gain the upper hand in my body, in my mind, or in my life. I'm committed to Jesus Christ. I'm going to serve him till I die or I go to heaven. Hallelujah. I give my body over as a living sacrifice unto God, for that is my reasonable service. Yes. Amen. Now, if I tell this, it's not because I think I'm hot stuff. I had a man call me. He said, Brother Shuttlesworth, for years you've preached all over the nation, and I want you and your wife to know we've made a place for you at the inaugural balls. I said, what? Well, yeah, and he said, this year they're going to honor Christians. And I looked at the schedule that he sent. I said, I called him back. I said, Brother Lance, I can't go because I'm going down to Elizabeth City. And I've never canceled a revival for natural things. So anyhow, word got out. And some lady, bless her darling heart, she called and rebuked me. If you have the ability to go to the ball, then why in the world would you turn it down? And I learned something about people years ago. What is your priority? Determines how you live.
Amen. That's right.
I don't have a monkey suit, tuxedo, do you North Carolinians? I don't have one. And I could care less about that kind of stuff. I've never been that political. I campaigned for my elder brother Jesus. For 40-some years, I've been campaigning for him.
Amen.
Last I looked and checked, he's winning. I found out years ago, Jesus isn't a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's not independent.
Amen.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And he rules the kingdom of heaven. And he said, let me give you keys to that kingdom. That's very important that you and I understand that we've been given something by Jesus through impartation that is in us and working in us right now. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. There's something in you from Christ that works, and it works the miraculous. Come on, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You remember years ago, I got a call from one of our former presidents. And I thought it was my son playing a joke on me. So I wasn't falling for the joke. Never realizing I was talking to the actual Secret Service. So whatever they said, I just said something back joking to them. So the lady said, you understand this is the president asking you to come eat dinner here. I said, you know what? I'm not really hungry. Do you remember this? And I said, I just had a sandwich. And she goes, excuse me, sir, do you understand this is the Secret Service detail at the White House informing you? I'm going to give you a number. Call back this number, and you'll see that it's confirmed. Well, I wasn't falling for that either. How do I know the number she's going to give me is not one she's using? And I'm thinking, my son is good. He's good. He's a prankster. Then the next day, I go to the office, and there's a fax. And it was from the White House. And I thought, Teddy, you use, what's that program he uses? Print shop, got print, something. And I called my son. I said, son, you're not going to prank me. I know that's you that sent me that invitation to the White House. No, Dad, I promise you. I said, come on. You called my mother that time, told her you're from the IRS and taking all her stuff. This is the kind of family I have. Amen. I got my mama crying. You know I'm not going to fall for that. Daddy said, I promise you, it wasn't me. I said, no, sure. And they put me through. Now I'm starting to think maybe this is real. And they said, when you come, this number is like a key. And it'll get you in to eat dinner. And I thought of what Jesus said. I'm going to give you keys to the kingdom. A key that you hold, it works whether you're where you should be in your destiny or not. When you get there, the key will work. I have a key in my coat that goes to my front door. I'm not at my front door. But when I get there, that key will open that door because it speaks to my destiny and where I'm headed. Are you still listening to me? I have another key to my car that's out in the parking lot. And right here, I don't know, maybe I could push a button and start. I'm not sure of the distance. But When I get there, that key will open that car door up, start the car by a push of a button, because when I get to where I'm supposed to be, the key will work. God has given you certain keys in your life. You may not be where you should be yet, but when you get to where you're going to be, it'll work. Someone turn to your neighbor and say, it will work. Say, it always works. God has a destiny for my life. And I'm telling you, this year's going to be the best year you ever had, because the spirit of increase is on you. Don't go by what the news says. Don't go by what politicians say. I'm not going to be blessed because of who's president, who isn't president. I'm blessed because the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on my life to keep me in my past. He keeps me in my present, and he keeps me in my future. Jesus has already given me the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and I'm going to be all right no matter where you go. Everything's going to work out for your good. You have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Yeah. Can you shout amen? Amen. Now, you were in the last service, but I'm going to say it for those that weren't. Whatever God's in, he never forsakes it. If he saved you, he's still with you. Oh, but you don't know what I've done, preacher. Doesn't make any difference. If he saved you, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We may forsake him, but he never forsakes us. He's good. He's powerful. Can I show you this? I hope this helps somebody. In the book of Genesis, when the Bible says in creation, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Did you ever read that in Genesis? The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Bible says God is eternal in his habitation. Whatever he touches with his attributes, his nature, his power, it always stays the same. He never forsakes what he touches. The first miracle of Jesus had to do with the turning of water into wine. The first creative miracle of God in Genesis, he turned the water and that around it into a habitable place for mankind. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And the works that I do, my Father does them. And so Jesus' first miracle had to do with something with water if he was to do what he saw his Father do in Genesis. Y'all still with me? Once he touched the water, Moses later could say, you get sick, he said, God will bless your bread and your water, and take sickness away from the midst of you. I just read an article on the healing power of water. In our colon, in our stomach, things build up over the years that produce sicknesses, diseases, tumors, and problems. But if you drink the right amount of water, in proportion to your weight, it cleans all of that out of your colon. And it causes you to have health just by drinking water. Are you still listening to me? I started drinking so much water. I won't tell you, because people go out and say, I got to drink like he drinks. But I started drinking so much water every day. Come in February, it'd be 7 years. I've lost 156 pounds. I know I don't look it, but I'm 101. I feel great. That's a joke. And that's the only Joel Osteen joke you get for the morning. Amen. And strength comes. And a freshness comes. And energy comes. Because once God touched that water, healing powers that even doctors today admit are in the drinking of water begin to operate. You hear people say there's a shortage of water. That's not true. They missed their high school class. Evaporation and condensation. Not one drop of water has left the planet other than what the astronauts took with them to the space station. Every drop of water that God ever put on the earth is still here. We do deal with pollution. We deal with other issues. But no drop of water has ever left the earth. When they say that there is a shortage of water around the world, what they're saying is we need to build wells and clean water supplies, but the water is in the aquifer underneath those lands. Are you hearing me? Certain nations are buying up the water reserves so they can control entire nations by the control of the water. But the water's still here, and not one drop has ever left the planet. There's no shortage of water, but we need to be good stewards. Can you say amen? And so God is in that water. And he said to the people, I'll bless your bread and your water and take sickness and disease away from the midst of thee. Jesus' first miracle was the turning of water into wine. The first test that Jesus had to his miracle ministry was when the devil tried to keep him from passing over to the other side to bring deliverance to the demoniac of Gadara. The Bible says a storm arose and the winds began to blow and the water, the waves rose up. You see, the devil was trying to use what God was in to keep Jesus from fulfilling his word. Don't be surprised if God gives you a miracle and the devil comes and tells you you didn't get your miracle, or you're going to lose your miracle, or he counterattacks it. That's when you got to stand up like Jesus did in the boat and declare, I rebuke the storm. He rebuked the wind, but he didn't rebuke the water. Why? Because his Father made the water and the anointing of the Spirit of God was in the water. He only said to the water, peace, be still. He doesn't rebuke what God created. Are you hearing me? The storm was where the rebuking was needed. You may have storms in your life off the coast of the Outer Banks in what they call the graveyard of the Atlantic, where many ships have gone down. They talk about the unusual storms that come within sight of the old lighthouse at Buxton. But I tell you, we got a lighthouse that's not going sideways. We got a lighthouse that shines all around the world. We have a lighthouse that shows us how to come safe to our destination. And 2017, you shall possess the land, and you're going to take back everything the devil has stolen from you. Your family shall be blessed. You shall be blessed because God is on the move. Can you shout hallelujah? Woo! I have preached myself happy twice today. Everybody say this out loud. I'm going to be all right. Say it again. I'm going to be all right. Then turn to your neighbor and say, you're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
All right, all right, all right. You'll be all right.
There's a negative that everybody deals with. Why am I going through this problem? Why do things happen to me? Why do I have to deal with it? Why the attack? Why am I battling sickness or disease? Why are my children in need of help? Everybody deals with the storm, but not everybody deals with it the right way. Jesus stood up. Now, he was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. I've always wondered what would happen if I laid on the floor and preached and took a nap. Get up and find half the crowd was gone. But when you speak of that, that speaks of a rest. I won't lay down, but Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship. God expects us to learn how to operate out of the rest of faith. Don't be caught up in turmoil, trouble, things that worry your mind, affect your blood pressure, your heart, your body. Don't let that happen. Jesus is asleep in the hinder part of the ship. And the disciples yell out, Master! Don't you even care that we're going to perish? You can't say they were faith guys. They were already prophesying their destruction. And that's why Jesus said, why are you so fearful? How is it you don't have any faith? I looked that up. It meant any faith they had was absolutely gone. Completely gone. Not even a grain of mustard seed left. It meant zero was left. You can talk yourself out of your operating faith. You know, I get a kick. I'll go, my wife and I'll go to Cracker Barrel somewhere, and everybody's sitting around talking about their new doctor and their new medication. I'm just trying to eat a piece of chopped steak. I don't care about. Yeah, I heard this guy say, I went to Dr. Ram Sani Wanny or whatever his name was, and they have a new thing, and I'm going to do it, and I have to wear this thing at night. He says he thinks I may have some kind of breathing disorder, and I'm going to wear that, but they're going to put this and that. And I thought, man, it sounds like an opium parlor to me. Amen. Lay down and breathe in. You'll be all right. I'm sort of, even though I'm very young, I'm only 20. Even so, you laugh at that? I hope no bears come out of the woods. But anyhow, I'm old-fashioned in my thinking. I think we rely too much on men when we need to put our trust in Him, who is God. You know why? I've had men disappoint me. I've had men lie to me. I've had men try to use me. Are you hearing me? But God has only blessed me all the days of my life. Praise His name. Praise His name. And Jesus stood up. He said, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And then He rebuked the wind. The word rebuked in the Greek is the same word in Mark 9 where He rebuked the foul spirit that took a hold of the boy when the father brought him to Him and said, I brought him unto thy disciples, but they could not heal him. Didn't say they wouldn't. They tried. Couldn't. But Jesus, seeing the crowd run together, saith unto him, come out of him. And the boy fell on the ground, and he was lifted up by the power of God, and the father was happy, and the boy was delivered, and the disciples wondered, why could we not do this? Jesus said, howbeit this kind does not come forth except by fasting and prayer. That's where you push your plate back. I had a guy come up to me, he was about 400 pounds. He said, I've been fasting for a year. I said, holy cow. My wife said, don't say holy cow, but sometimes it slips out. I said, you've been fasting for a year? He said, I haven't had breakfast this whole year. That's not fasting. That's abstinence. Some of you sleep in and you miss breakfast, but that doesn't mean you're fasting. Are you hearing me? There is a way to receive from God. Do you believe that? Take my hand. Stand, please. There's a way to receive from God this morning. Now, you see, do you know this lady? Do you know she's battling pain in her body, severe pain? Isn't that right?
Yes.
And you've had it for more years than you want to admit.
Yes.
But coming out of the holidays, it seemed to get worse on you.
Yes.
And you thought, oh, my goodness, am I going to have to live this way?
Yes.
But you're not. Can your friend hold your glasses so I don't mess them up?
Hallelujah.
Were you ever in an accident?
Yes.
Say it again.
Yes.
And they told you your back and spine was hurt, affected by the accident?
Yes.
And ever since the accident, you've got worse and worse?
Yes.
And after the holidays, you told somebody, I need the Lord to do something.
Yes.
And that pretty much your exact words.
Yes.
Well, He heard you and He told me to tell you He's going to do something this morning.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody lift your hand towards her. Some might call this a crippling thing. But it is an opportunity for that anointing to go through your body. Now, I'll do this. In this lower part of your spine down here,
yes,
and over in the hip,
yes,
is where the pain is sharp.
Yes.
See how it works? When they speak, you hold the mic next to their lips. Amen. That's true.
Yes.
And you were in this armed services. Is that right? But obviously not in communications. Praise God. Now, in your shoulder, hon, the other day you went to get out of bed and you went to press and you hurt your shoulder.
Yes.
So that it's hurting even this morning.
Yes.
God will take all these things out of your body. You believe that?
I believe that.
Then the reason I had him hold your glasses is now you're starting to have a sharp pain that comes in your eye, and sometimes your eye loses its clear vision, even with glasses.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Not hard at all. Pretend you're in first grade again. All right, now, everybody lift your hand. Now, I'm telling you this because the Lord told me 2017 for you is going to be the best year you've ever had. And we're going to possess the things the devil has stolen. And for a moment, when you were hit, you kind of lost. It's like they told you and you said it didn't seem that long, but you were there for a while before they got you.
Yes.
But to you, it just seemed like seconds.
It did.
Because of what happened to your head. Everybody believe with me? Is the musicians up there? Praise God. I like atmosphere. Do you? If I go to a restaurant and they're playing some kind of stupid music, I tell the waitress, turn that off. It's affecting my digestion. Right in here.
Yes.
Down through here.
Yes.
Now, what they told you when they worked on you, your frame got twisted.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
So we're going to untwist it. This is the only time I give you permission to do the twist in church. Everybody lift your hands. The anointing's coming stronger on her. Do you know her?
Yes. That's my father's wife.
That's your dad's, your father's wife. And you knew about the accident and all she's gone through. Does that excite you to know the Lord knows what she needs?
Hallelujah, yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw Almeida. Is that how she says her name? Her sister's Bernice. Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughters were in Washington. And people got mad that they were there. But their father believed that all people should have a dream. Amen? But you know the Lord healed her and her sister Bernice? Someone said, why do you say that, Brother Ted? When I started in North Carolina 44 years ago, I got rebuked for praying for people that were black. That's what we called it back then. Now, politically correct, African-American. So if that's true, I'm Irish-American. But can you imagine? I got chewed out. Why? Because they're all a bunch of racists in pulpits. That's how I came up. I had to clean house. I think that's why God called me. My mother thought I was going to be a gangster. God said, let me use that trait and make you a Holy Ghost evangelist. And then when I heard the pastor say, let's take your children out, I wondered. Oh, I see what to do first. Step back. Take my hands. Now, when I do this, the Holy Spirit will... He's doing better. The Holy Spirit will straighten your spine, and where there was like a J thing at the bottom of your spine where it come up. Isn't that what they told you?
Yes.
I see it in the Spirit. All right, here it comes from heaven. And instantly you're going to feel the pain go. Lord, you came to me when I was a boy. You gave me this gift. Now I operate in the Spirit upon the woman by the gifts of the Spirit working. Oh, here it is. Ch-ch-ch. Glory, glory. There goes your back into place. Did you feel it snap in?
Yeah.
All right, do the twist. You're going to see you can do it without someone holding on.
See, I'm doing it.
Yeah, we see you're doing it. Amen. Do it some more.
Thank you.
Now, if you'd go to lift this arm since last week when you hurt it, you could only get so far up. Isn't that right? Watch this. In the name of Jesus, loose.
I got it up. Got it up. Yes. Thank you.
What are you smiling for?
Because I got it up.
You were able to get your arm up. Now move it and you'll see the pain's gone.
It's gone.
Jesus did it. Now, if you go to move your neck, it only goes so far and then hurt, right? To prove that the Lord has delivered you. There it is.
Yes, it's gone.
Huh?
You can move it.
You can move it.
I can move it.
But you couldn't do it before.
No.
Since the accident. How long ago was the accident?
About 6 months.
6 months ago. Move it all you want. I'm not going to stop you. Go ahead. Test out your new back. You'll see the pain's gone. I don't even know if I can bend over and do that. Well, I didn't lose that yet. Hallelujah. Now watch this. As you walk, you're going to see the pain's gone out of your feet, legs, and hip. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. In a car accident 6 months ago, when she went to get up, you noticed she got up very slow. But you're moving now. Now move your feet and you'll see your pain is gone. You could go jogging after church. Down to Dairy Queen, get a blizzard. Hallelujah. Twist from side to side. Jesus did it. This is the eye the pain would come on, right? Go out, never come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's move a little bit. Give her some moving music. I know you folks in North Carolina know how to shout. Test it out. Move them legs. Gone. You believe Jesus did it? Come on, stand and give Jesus the praise then. Go ahead, run on back to your seat. Long, long time ago,